You've got Chuck Cooperstein. You've got Matt McLaren. And right now, you've got Cowboys cornerback Jordan Lewis with us. Nice to see you. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
You went through the process a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts again tomorrow night.
Exactly.
Relive your pre-draft and draft night and, as it turned out for you, second day draft experience.
Yeah, so pre-draft was definitely – it was exhausting. So you had to – you traveling, you don't know who's going to pick you. You're going to see different teams and stuff like that. And it's definitely a hectic time where you're just like, I need this to be over because it's stressful. And you're just excited to play football in the NFL. And so the day that I got drafted, I was just waiting around. And then
where were you?
I was at my aunt's house. We all watched it over there. It was actually my graduation party. So we had a graduation party slash, I guess draft party. So that I was there, and I was kind of mad that I didn't get picked where I got picked. So I left and went to go get gas. I went to go get gas from the car, and Jerry called me at the gas station.
That's great.
Yeah.
Love that.
How'd that conversation go when Jerry Jones calls you and tells you you're going to be a Dallas Cowboy?
I mean, it was surreal. You know, just the organization and just the prestige of being a Dallas Cowboy, it just didn't hit me. You know, I'm talking to Jerry Jones, the most famous owner, worldwide in any sport pretty much. And it was just like, oh, man, it's just a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
You know, and especially you coming to an organization like this, I was just so elated, just to be drafted and excited to be there. And I still put 89 in my car after knowing I was going to get drafted. So
instead of 93.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, okay, let's go back. You said the process was stressful. Mm-hmm. From the time you left Michigan. Mm-hmm. Give us the roadmap of what you did and who you were working with and, beyond going, obviously there's combines and there's the pro day in Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
and whatever, but to just give us a roadmap of what days were like for you and just everything leading up to
it. So mine was kind of different, because I was still in school. A lot of times when people go in the draft, they're just training and then they're done with school or they just leaving school early. So I still had classes and stuff like that. So I trained in Michigan. And
did you think about dropping out and then coming back to try to finish later?
No, because I'd already thought about that my junior year. I was just like, I might as well finish because I came back my junior year, and I was I was expecting to win a national championship, but looking at hindsight, wish it would. I mean, we don't know. I mean, but I'm glad I got my degree, and I'm just happy to that everything turned out how it did. So I'm happy to be here, and it was definitely a stressful.
You hired an agent. The mm-hmm. agent found you a performance coach, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And so how often did you work? And
I worked every day. You work from Monday to Friday. You get the weekends off. And so I was going to class. I only had one class. I was going to class, I think, Monday and Wednesdays. So but then there, and I was just, finding time for myself, which was none because I was always training. And then you had teams that visit you. Or you had to work out for teams, and you had to go to teams, and it was just a lot, definitely a lot.
Now I'm trying. You did come down here before the draft, right?
No.
You didn't even come down here. Okay, so you were not one of the 30, I guess.
No,
famous 30 that they always talk about.
Yeah, no. Oh. So that's what a lot of people told me. Like when you get drafted, it's so unexpected the team that's going to draft you. You're not seeing it coming. So a lot of the times you have hints of teams that they're interested in you, and it's just like. This like the Cowboys just came out of nowhere, and it was just like, I'm glad because I probably would have went to Saints because they sold the most interest.
We're talking to Cowboys cornerback Jordan Lewis here with us on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. So, at what point when you go through all this? Obviously, you're in Dallas. The season starts, as you talked about. I mean, Frisco is where you guys train, where the star is and all that, and then it's a suburb of Dallas. I don't know if you'd ever been to Dallas in your life, but at what point do you become comfortable with making this massive move and being an NFL cornerback?
I don't know. It really just got comfortable, just a few months ago, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, in the season, you just worry about going to Frisco and you're going to the Star and then you're going home and, you know, you're flying everywhere and you don't have the chance to really experience Dallas for what it is. And, you know, for these last few months, I finally got that chance. So I just feel like you don't really get it. You're fully in the season when you're a rookie.
You said the whole process was really stressful to you. Mm-hmm. How much better do you think it would have been for you if they moved the draft up? If the draft was, say, in the middle of March, would you have liked that better? Do you think that would have helped you?
I mean, as far as football, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like once you know, you're just dragging along this long period of time. Like, it's just a null, like, from January to now. It's just like, why is it taking so much time for me? Because, you know, teams are in OTAs now. You know, they're getting the playbooks and, you know, they're finally getting to, you know, work out with their coaches and stuff like that. And, you know, the rookies are missing that when they can, you know, easily move it up and they can get that time with their coaches and get accustomed to, the NFL game.
And I think most people know the story about, you know, the charges against you in the trial, mm-hmm. and you were acquitted on all those charges. But just, I mean, what your expectations were for where you were going to be drafted and the fact that, I mean, I don't know if it affected your ultimate draft status or not. I would imagine it had to be, like, among the worst times in your life.
You know, you couldn't think about it. I mean, I know all the accusations against me were, you know, they were false. And I just had to dig deep and understand the person that I was and understand that, you know, God has put me through this for a reason. And just tough it out. Because it definitely was a down time where it was just like you praying every day to, you know, to words. Why me? You know, why am I in this situation? But, you know, you just believe in them. You believe in God and you have faith and, you know, came the Cowboys. I mean, I'm extremely grateful because if I hadn't, you know, if I went, you know, probably first or second, I probably wouldn't be here.
Jordan Lewis, Cowboys cornerback, joining us here from the Nuvaca ESPN Experience on 103.3 FM ESPN from Pinstack in Plano. So, okay, you're drafted, you get to the Cowboys, you finished up school, you get to camp, and you get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be thinking.
Oh, no, I'm done. I'm about to cut.
This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, NFL career is over before it started. So I thought, I'm like, man, I'm a third-round draft pick. And I'm just like, I got hurt in camp. This is not a good look, man. It's not a good look.
So how did you how did you get through it? And, I mean, because it's one thing to, you know, be in the meeting room and look at the film and all that, but it's another thing to actually get out there and play against those guys.
I had Cheeto Bell Woozy. So we were hurt together, actually, for a while. So we kept each other up and, you know, stayed in the playbook and made sure that, you know, our experience weren't down. And just knew that this is just another test and understood the players that we were. So that definitely helped me, having a guy like that in my corner.
Once you get out there and you're playing in games, what stands out to you? I mean, you played in the Big Ten. I mean, you played against a lot of good receivers in college. Mm-hmm. But what stands out to you about that jump into the NFL?
You got to be precise. I mean, every move counts. You know, every misstep is the difference between a touchdown and an interception. Mm-hmm. And that's just every game. You got to take that in account for everybody that you're facing. It doesn't matter, you know, from, you know, the fans' point of view of a worst team into the best team, because everybody on that roster, from the worst to the best, has somebody that can, you know, get it done.
How much smarter now do you feel about NFL football, like, now being in OTAs opposed to when, like, was your head totally spinning when you got here?
Oh, my God. It was bad. It was terrible. I mean, but it slows down a little bit. So you understand the playbook a little bit. But, you know, I'm still, you know, second-year guy. I haven't faced everybody in the NFL yet. So I can't say, like, Witten would, you know, about the NFL. So I
you call
really
Witten old?
Huh?
You call him Witten old?
No, don't do that.
Yeah, be here.
No, he's just seasoned and he understands the game way more than I do. So it's just, you know, getting accustomed to that. I don't think I have yet, but it has slowed down for me a little bit. So we're just going to keep, you know, progressing off that.
The one thing that people always say about the Cowboys defense, and it has said about the Cowboys defense for years, is they need playmakers. Mm-hmm. They got to find a way to force turnovers. Is that your primary goal this year as a defense, to force more turnovers?
I mean, that should be the primary goal for any defense. I mean, turnovers win the game. So anytime you had a ball in the defensive hands, that's always a good sign for, you know, a good indicator for the end of the game. So we're just trying to definitely hone in on that and try and get back to that playmaking, you know, machine.
Do you feel like that you and Cheeto and, you know, defensive line, whether it's them getting pressure on the quarterback that can, you know, get a hit on the quarterback that gets a flutter ball that you can go catch, or just simply be able to make plays on the ball, is that going to be ultimately what makes the Cowboys a better team this year than last year?
I mean, we all got to be interdependent. You know, we all got to work off each other. So everybody has to do their, you know, their individual part and getting the defense better. So once we do that, yeah, we can only, you know, sky's the limit, because we have all the talent. We have all the talent from any position group. So I feel like once we get that and we understand that we all work together and we all have to do our part, you know, we'll definitely get some turnovers, because we definitely got the guys in place to do it. We got a new defensive pass coordinator, Coach Richard. He's coming in, and he's definitely going to change some things up and help us.
Well, Cowboys management can't say anything about this guy because he's not here yet, but what would you think of having Earl Thomas playing next to you?
I mean, that'd be great. Definitely a great playmaker, but as of right now, we can't talk about that. We got some great playmakers on our team. We got, you know, Kayvon Frazier, Jeff Heath, Xavier Woods. Those guys definitely get it done. They're fully capable of it.
In the short time that Chris Richard has been here, what have you seen differently that he wants to do from what you were doing last year, and that maybe creates that environment
so
we were talking about?
We're gonna go compete against receivers. We're gonna go get in their face and definitely just and press them out and be competitive. You know, we're definitely gonna do a lot of man stuff and
it's very old school.
So yeah,
sounds
like,
very
I mean,
like it's very Raiders 1980s.
I mean, if you can play man, you can play zone. You know, it definitely intertwines each other. So once we get that together, we get the, you know, fine tune things, and we definitely get things.
Were you
done.
A man guy?
Oh no,
at Michigan?
That's all I did.
Michigan.
Yeah, that's all we did. I mean, we played some zone, but when it comes down to it, you know, third, four, you know, third down, we going to play some man.
All right, now speaking of Michigan, mm-hmm. Is your boy going to get it done there, Mr. Khakis?
No, he will. He will. He get his quarterback, he will. He get his quarterback, Shea Patterson out there, or, you know, whoever he is, he's trying to develop. He gets that quarterback. They have a quarterback, nobody can stop him. Because that defense is going to be number one regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, before we let you go real quick, Dez obviously not on the team anymore. What?
That's my man.
Yeah, man. I mean, talk about that. I mean, the feelings of that. You obviously go up against him in practice all the time, and the things that you learn from him and the emotion of not having him in the room anymore.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, you losing a leader like that, a guy like, you know, that brings that passion to the game every single day,
yeah.
It's definitely a hard loss. I mean, it would definitely be hard-pressed to find something like that in draft or, you know, in free agency. We do have some guys there now that, you know, can definitely get – they're definitely capable of getting it done. But, you know, like I said, Dez is a once-in-a-generation type of guy. I mean, that passion, that fire, and that talent, you don't see it too many times. He's going to be missed, though.
He show you some things when you come into the league and you're going against him in practice?
It's
and
just
he help
it's a
you
mentality.
Grow?
It's yeah. a mentality, man, just to play, you know, just as hard as you can, you know, as fast as you can for, you know, however long you can. That's definitely what I learned from him. Just go out there and be adult. And that's the difference between, you know, a good player and a great player. That's all.